It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kingle. Britain's planned exit from the European Union's making an impact far beyond just the economy. Now it's affecting the classical music world. One of Britain's successful orchestras is moving to Belgium amid fears that its musicians may be among the victims of a post-Brexit crackdown on immigration. The European Union Baroque Orchestra has been based in England since 1985, but will give its last UK concert in May before moving to Antwerp. The critically acclaimed orchestra auditions students for intensive training and performance in their orchestra. Its graduates have gone on to fill posts in Baroque orchestras all around the world. General Manager Emma Wilkinson said that while nobody really knows what the future holds, the orchestra decided that moving to Antwerp now would be wise. She fears that the loss of free movement would make life for musicians very difficult. The headaches that Brexit might cause for musicians include the absence of EU worker protections and customs unions, added import documents for instruments, and more visa requirements. One official said, "Nobody I know in the music industry here or on the continent wants to have to return to the bad old days of filling in more forms, taking on more time, and spending more precious money for musicians to perform for audiences on both sides of the channel." Plenty of people these days are retiring later in life, and conductors can often have particularly long careers. But there's still something amazing about the soon-to-be 90-year-old Swedish maestro Herbert Blomstedt, who's conducting over 90 concerts this year. He just wrapped up 2 weeks with the San Francisco Symphony, and after that he plans a tour of Europe and Asia with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. He shows very few signs of slowing down, despite a recent fall that forced him to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra from a chair last week. He's a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, doesn't eat meat or drink alcohol or coffee. A bottle of buttermilk is often seen in his dressing room. What is the secret to pulling off such a demanding schedule at such an advanced age? Well, Blomstedt says simply, "I love music. How could you deny being together with your loved one? Some journalists want me to say it's because I never smoked or because I'm a vegetarian or because I keep the Sabbath, but that's not the reason. It's a gift." He says it's been a challenge for him to match his religion's requirement of Saturdays off to the music world's schedules, but he's found a compromise that works. He says, "I love to rehearse, to work with the orchestra, but on the Sabbath, we don't study anymore. We just play what we've learned together, and that's a blessing for us all." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.